This morning, I'd like us to think about being quiet. Perhaps the children or adults would like to tell me times when they are quiet. A very good answer, Marion, yes. Yep. Catherine. When you're reading, yes, another good answer. Yeah. Any other times that you're quiet? Here in church, yes. Yeah, that's another good answer, Debbie. Yeah. Here in church. Any other times when you're quiet? Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's a good answer, Leah. When you're watching TV, you're quiet, aren't you? Yes. Yeah? Mm. Catherine. When you're at school, right. Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Yes. That must make the teachers' lives a bit easier. Right. Thank you for those answers. So when are you and your surroundings quiet? Leah. In the library? Well, that used to be the case, didn't it? I'm not too sure that it's as much as the case these days. But perhaps it is sometimes, yes. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's a thoughtful answer. Thank you. Catherine. In the cinema, well, you do get the sound from the screen, don't you? Yeah. That can certainly be the case, can't it? Yes. In the country, in the middle of nowhere, on a hilltop, yes. Unless, of course, there's something like wind blowing or sheep baaing, yes. But that can be the case, yeah. Well, the prophet Elijah went to Mount Sinai, or Mount Horeb, to meet God. And he didn't find God in the wind, or in the earthquake, or in the fire. But he met God in the soft, whispering voice. Now, I put it to you that we're unlikely to make contact with God when we're noisy, or we're busy, or our minds are full and active. But it's when we're quiet and still and listening, that's the time when we're most likely to make contact with and to hear God. And thank you for your help.